Well, today we had an interesting subject. A lot of people were talking on my Facebook concerning a post that I put simply as a kind of guide for a 30-day fasting. A lot of the people that follow the Sebi diet or the African diet, also known as the bioalkaline diet, biomineral alkaline diet, recommend starting most of their or all into that lifestyle with a fast, which I believe is a little bit extreme. There's a discussion a little bit below that from a friend of mine who also believed and was sharing her thoughts about the ideas concerning fasting like that from 0 to 60, from somebody who may be eating pork every day or eating any kind of beef products, a lot of dairy products, a lot of just normal things that everyday people eat in the American fanfare food. Deciding that they want to live a better life, which is a great decision, and just simply going cold turkey and trying to go on a 40-day water fast, that there can be some very dire and negative implications of doing that. I do understand how some people would believe that it would be advantageous to simply clean the system out and then start from scratch, that that's the best way to reboot the system. However, if you're sick, if you've, like I said, lived a very non-healthy, non-electric life, as they call it, meaning that you eat a lot of foods that would create toxins, bacterias, and mucus within your body. That can really be a shock as far as just having those toxins go through your renal system or your filter system of your body can become very shocking and actually have a negative effect on the health of the person when that's trying to heal themselves. I myself did try when I first started this to do those kind of fasts and found the same ideas that I had a lot of toxins due to injuries, medical procedures, things that had happened in my past. And it became very clear that that was not going to be a advantageous nor positive way for me to reach a healthy status within myself. So at that point, I decided to come up with my own type of diet, still based on the Sebi diet, but a little bit different, not so harsh necessarily, not so many scalding rules. Definitely still based on the idea that you don't eat things that are hybrid, you don't eat things that were created by man or for convenience, for color style, like carrots and things of that nature. Trying to eat more plant-based diets, avoiding dairies, and just being conscious in general. It could be a mental game anytime that you do food health. So really it has to come down to having that mental strength, that mental place where you don't feel as though you're punishing yourself, like you're not depriving yourself or you're not in any way feeling this idea that you were somehow jumping off the gate into something different. That's almost like a life-changing, eschewing thing. I'm not saying that that's not what's going to happen, that your life might change in a really positive way or a different way, but that's not how the mind should go into it. Doing so causes a stress that causes a lot of people to fail. So, first off is dealing with the mindset of it, the idea that you're not correcting your body, that you're not trying to, beat some fad, or I'm not trying to be better than anyone else, or, stick to some hard-clad diet that when I feel the craving to do something a little bit off or have something that's not on the menu that I feel guilty or that I've somehow ruined myself or my progress. The kind of negative thoughts are just as damaging as eating meat or any other kind of food to the body and its ability to heal. So healing the mind is first, always. Some people believe that a sick mental mind comes from a sick diet. Not saying that's necessarily true, but you cannot heal yourself if you think the food that you're eating is nasty or not tasty. You won't enjoy yourself. And if food and eating has been something or a place of joy or comfort in your life, then you're pretty much destined to fail on that lifestyle change. So you have to make it something comforting. You have to make it something exactly as it was before, but just make a little different choices. Maybe stay away from beef. If you're still gonna eat meat for a little while, but you're thinking I want to go vegan, make a reasonable date, 6 months down the road. This month I'm gonna stop beef. Next month I'm gonna stop chicken. next month I won't have any pork. I'll only stick to seafood for a month or two, And then once you get to vegan, just be like, okay, well, today I feel like I want to eat a hamburger. And as you know, beef is my number one you shouldn't eat. But if, hey, you're like, I want a hamburger, I'm craving a hamburger, go ahead and eat the hamburger, because you'll figure out real quick that you don't really want it. It's just a craving, and your stomach, your body's going to let you know pretty quickly, that it's not what you remembered it to be. But don't preconceive. Don't give yourself that mental block of, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. If I did this, I cheated on my diet. If I did that, then this wasn't correct. If I do this, then I've got to do 50 push-ups. I mean, that's just a self-punishment circle that allows you to perpetuate more down feelings. So, like I said, I believe the mental is the first, and then we slowly start modifying the diet to where it's comfortable to ourselves without punishing or self-punishing, without being on other people's dates and calendars. And then once you've reached this place, where maybe you found calm time in your life where you can maybe do that, or if you are actually sick, you find that you have a illness that needs direct care, then in that case, yeah, of course, we're gonna try to do a quicker road to detox, but it's still not gonna be a one time, let's just jump off and do a 30-day fast. Now, back to that post on Facebook. 30-day fast post, if it was being read correctly, actually said that this is what to expect. It did not recommend that anyone do a 30-day fast. It actually gave you stages. There's five stages of this fast, and they go from day one to, day three through eight. Actually three through five, and then you got day five through eight, and 8 through 14, and then you have the rest, because the body kind of changes after that. It goes, so it was 15 to about 60. I really can't find any where that seems advantageous to fast for more than, the 30 days. Dr. Sebi does recommend a 40-day fast, but it's also with an herbal tincture, and it's usually concerning somebody that has a life-threatening disease such as AIDS. Well, renal failure is one of those ones that are kind of funny, but they might have COPD, cancer, things of that nature. Then yeah, he would say a 40-day fast is necessary because those are metabolic illnesses. But in general, this isn't something you just jump into and hope to succeed. You really need to go into it slow. So I just wanted to go ahead and make my little piece about, the idea that 3D fasting and in stages that can be expected, and to do your research before you do any fasting or things like that, and always be kind to yourself. Be well. Get fed.